And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Right off the bat, Jeff Johnston from Focus on the Family is going to join us to review the Bill Nye I Changed My Mind guy. Wow, that's going to be fun. Plus, after him, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of the best of the best of the best of Christian talk radio. Our DDD, spiritual gospel or social gospel? And we'll close it out with the Facebook post, which Facebook has semi-banned, the Media Fast Challenge.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call, or you can look at your phone, or you can look at your radio, or you can just keep driving. That's fine, too. If you want to call 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The Bible tells us that God protected Daniel while he was in the lion's den. Now comes word that lions protected several Christians from Islamic extremists. This is truth itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A pastor who was ministering in the Middle East was reportedly saved by lions who prevented a group of Islamic extremists from attacking him and a group of Christians. Pastor Paul Sinaraj's story could have come straight out of the Bible. Pastor Paul detailed the modern-day miracle on his ministry's website. He wrote, "My risen Lord Jesus Christ has saved my life once again, and I praise and thank him for his unspeakable grace." Before the lions saved him, Pastor Paul had been attacked by another group of Islamic extremists. He escaped and was recovering at the home of a former Muslim who had converted to Christianity. The man's home was near a forest area. Pastor Paul led worship services there. On Easter Sunday, while believers gathered to worship, militants attacked them again, this time brandishing weapons. Pastor Paul wrote, "We had no idea what to do. He thought they were about to die." And then a lion appeared out of the forest and began to attack one of the militants. The other two militants tried to fight the lion off, but then two more lions appeared. The militants ran away in fear, and the lions left Pastor Paul and his group alone. Equally astonishing, Pastor Paul added, "Records show no lions are supposed to live in that forest." More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable, biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to run by you. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. That is an email address. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Well, that's good. Don't forget to go to KPRZ, check out the school tuitions opportunity. The link directly on the website gives you 50% off. We're not talking about private Christian schools that raise their prices. We're talking about the exact price that's at the school through the radio station. You can get them for half off. How we do that is we give them a full boat, the full amount in retail in their marketing element, and the parents get the break at 50%, and the station looks good. It's kind of how that one rolls. It's not overly complex. We have, I think, for the first time on the show, so if I'm incorrect, I'm pretty sure about this, but Jeff Johnson is on the show with us. He works with Focus on the Family, plus he does several other things in the industry of helping people recover from what we would say are difficult situations, difficult temptations, difficult trials, and he's here to talk to us about the brilliance. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. He's here to talk to us about Bill Nye, the Now I Changed My Mind guy. We'll deal with that in a second. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on your broadcast.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time. Let's just talk about it real quickly, and maybe you can help the audience understand. Bill Nye, an engineer turned actor, has decided that he is now, I guess, the Dalai Lama of television scientists, which I don't know how that works because he knows how to put together Tinker Toys. But the question is, he's now in a position where they and Netflix have changed what he said. Is that what's going on?
Well, there's a couple things going on, David. First of all, he has a new show out. Bill Nye Saves the World, I think is what it's called. And they aired a rather vulgar and tasteless song and dance routine where they were touting gender fluidity, that there's multiple genders and people can pick and choose and be whatever they want. This is in direct opposition to what he had said 20 years ago on his program for kids, where he talked about how there are two sexes, male and female, and those are determined by our chromosomes. And evidently, as Netflix was rebroadcasting his program from 20 years ago, they took that little snippet out that said that, you know, chromosomes determine whether or not you're going to become a girl or a boy. So, yeah, he seems to have really shifted in 20 years. And it's kind of interesting because it really mirrors where our culture has gone on this issue. 20, 30 years ago, you would talk about two sexes, male and female. And now people talk about a multitude of genders. And Bill Nye seems to have bought into this.
Is he genuinely, as somebody who's studied, buying into this, or is this, and I'm asking you real honestly, is this a play to get more promotion, to get more airtime? Because if he takes the position he had 20 years ago, he's not going to get a revival on Netflix. He's not going to have a new show. He's not going to have people paying attention. Nobody's going to care about him. And I'll say right now in the Christian community, nobody cares about the show anyway, but I'm just saying in that sense, is he doing all this for promotion's sake, or do you think in his process of thought, he actually believes this?
I think he actually believes this. And here's why. He's taken extreme viewpoints on a number of issues. Everything from people should be limited as to how many children they can have, to this issue of transgenderism, and he really seems to have gone off the deep end. He had another cartoon-type episode on the show where he talked about sexual fluidity as well. So it seems to be really part of his ideology, that he's bought into this gender ideology.
In that ideology, isn't he flying in direct conflict with what we believe are the Holy Scriptures, specifically in Genesis? Now, a multitude of places elsewhere, but let's just start in Genesis. I mean, it was he created them male and female. Where have we departed from that, or why have we departed from that?
Well, you're right. in Genesis, when it talks about the creation of humanity, it says that we're created in his image, male and female. And what's so interesting about that is that people think about being made in the image of God, and they might think about their mind being able to think, their language being able to communicate, or their emotions. But what Scripture actually points to is our masculinity and femininity somehow reflect something of who God is. And so there's a real spiritual component to this. And this isn't just in Genesis. We know that it's repeated by Paul and by Jesus himself, where he says, you know, haven't you read that in the beginning he created them male and female? We know that we have an enemy who hates God, and he hates the image of God in us. So he's directly attacking the image of God in us by attacking the idea that there are only two sexes. And now you have this ideology that says there aren't two sexes. There's a multitude of genders. In fact, Harvard College or Harvard University released a paper, a guideline for students just a couple of weeks ago. And they said your gender could even change from day to day, that that's a possibility. So, yeah, we've gone way away from what Scripture says. And it's not just Scripture. Biology points to the reality that men and women are different, that our bodies are different. There's probably hundreds of physiological differences between men and women. And then we know this from social research, too, that every culture has recognized that there are male-female differences.
I don't think the testimony of nature is outside the box when you say a man can't have a baby. I mean, it's just I don't know. I don't know what it is that you just look at that and go, duh. There's this part where
It seems self-evident, doesn't it? But,
yeah.
You know, Romans talks about how when people begin to reject the truth, they go on into this descent away from the truth. And it seems like they'll end up believing almost anything, which is where Bill Nye seems to have gotten himself lately. And we're finding this push, this transgender push, not just in the entertainment world with Bill Nye, but it's in education and the media. It's now in our politics and our laws. I'm assuming that California has laws similar to Colorado, where you can use the restroom or dressing room of whatever identity you identify with. So it's in every aspect of life right now, from business to pop culture to the media to the law.
You know what I want to be able to do is, since they are trying to introduce this kind of mindset where you can change your identity for whatever the purposes are, I think we should take that further and say, I want to change my identity to, I'm 78 years old, I want the senior discount. And then I want to change my identity to less than 2 years old so I can get in for free because I'm a baby. I think that seems fair to me.
Yeah, somebody actually filed a court case where they tried to change their age on their driver's license. And the court at this point has rejected it. But it seems almost as crazy as that to say that changing your sex, that you can change from one to the other, or that there might be things in between male and female. That seems as odd as somebody saying, yes, I can, I can change my age. And yeah, getting a senior discount right now.
Yeah, I think what people need to be aware of is that there are people like yourself that are pushing forward, standing for the truth, pushing against what I would say is the cultural shift. It's not a truth shift. It's not a science shift. It's a culture shift. And the culture is, you know, at the core of it, it's satanic. At the minimum, it's satanic. And at the human end of it, it's political for political powers. How can people follow you, Jeff? Is there a place that either on Facebook, or is there a website, or is there a place they can touch base where they can kind of keep on checking in on some of the things that are going on so they can know how to pray? Because it's really going to come down to the Lord having mercy, us standing in the truth and standing together. How can people connect with you?
Well, if they go to focusonthefamily.com, they can find a number of resources. You just do a search at focusonthefamily.com for either transgender or my name, Jeff Johnston, or even male and female, and you can find a number of articles we've written, including one of our most popular articles, and this really got a lot of page views after Bruce Jenner announced his transition. We have an article about talking to your children about transgender issues. How do you explain the truth, and how do you how do Christians teach our children, first of all, the truth, and then teach our kids how people stray from that truth? So, yeah, we have a lot of resources online about that. Again, focusonthefamily.com and just do a search for transgender or for male and female, and people will find lots of resources to help them as they're trying to just understand the issue and then try to explain to their children. We also encourage people, as you said, to stand for truth. We want to do that compassionately. And we also want to do it courageously these days, because if you stand for God's truth, you will be attacked. So we want to be kind about it and how we talk about these issues, but be honest that there really are two sexes and that male-female differences really matter.
Great. Well said. And an excellent job, by the way. Thank you, by the way, for joining us on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Johnston, he's working with Focus on the Family, talking about issues that have to do with sex, multiple sexes, which the scripture does not supply in the sense of more than two. And he's somebody that's on the front line fighting for you, fighting for family, fighting for the people that he knows. You need to be praying for him in his ministry and where the Lord directs him. Check out more information on Focus on the Family. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, David, for having me.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. It's breaking me in two. I'll give this broken heart to you. And I'm on my knees.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Live at Life Christian Church in Vista. Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Phil Driscoll live in concert. Come and hear the heavenly sound. Grammy and Dove Award winning and enjoyed by presidents and millions worldwide. An incredibly anointed artist called the greatest trumpet player alive. Don't miss your chance to experience it live and in person. It's completely free and open to all. Find more info at lifechristianchurch.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Do you belong to one of those wholesale clubs? You can get some great prices there. Of course, you've got to be willing to lug home a 5-gallon jar of mayonnaise.
Why is this so heavy?
Or 36 rolls of paper towels. Stocking up on supplies can be a good thing. Stocking up on the Word of God definitely is a good thing. When you read the Bible on a regular basis, you're building up a supply of direction and promises from God that you can go to whenever you need them. When you drop one of those 5-gallon jugs of mayonnaise and it splits open on the kitchen floor, you'll be glad you have plenty of paper towels to clean it up. And when life surprises you with a more serious problem, you'll be glad you have God's Word in your heart and mind to help you through it. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword." You can learn more about the value of reading, studying, and knowing God's Word at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Big fish!
it's Russell Shubin time. You have to understand how good that intro really is, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one of our favorite guests, one of our all-time number one guests, because we've had him on, it's got to be 2.5, almost 3 years at this point, where we've had him on almost every week, which is a long time. Let me tell you something about Russell Shubin. He coordinates Christian Outlook. ChristianOutlook.com is a website you can go to listen to what the show is going to be. But here at KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m., we have Christian Outlook playing, and it is the best of the best of the best of Christian talk radio. Russell, sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's great to have been with you for 2.5 or 3 years. You've gotten older in those 2.5 years, though, David.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy. You know, that jar of mayonnaise that won't open, that's from me. All right, my friend, talk to me about what's on the show, what's on the best of the best of the best of the best this week.
Well, we've got some interesting dynamics that have happened, and we've touched on them before together with free speech in the country, or we should label it appropriately, the erosion of free speech. And Dr. Everett Piper talks to Frank Sontag about what happened up at Berkeley, but he doesn't give Berkeley much credit for being the birthplace of protest or the birthplace of free speech, but he goes back to scripture itself and some of the origins that we have of finding grounds for acceptance of divergent viewpoints and the willingness to persuade, even going back to what Paul's effort at Mars Hill to persuade and come let us reason together from the book of Isaiah. And we look at Craig Roberts talks to Kirsten Powers about the same thing. A couple years ago, she came out with the book called The Silencing, and she's an interesting voice because she is, and listeners that are familiar with her will know that she's left of center, and she's been concerned about the same dynamic that I am, that you are, that many listeners are, that it's not good when we can't even have differing opinions anymore. Somebody's got to be marginalized. Somebody's got to be silenced. Somebody's got to be shut down. We also look at the economy with Jerry Boyer. President Trump became President Trump in large part to bring jobs back to certain parts of the country. Certain sectors of the employee base, and so he looks at economic numbers, looks at the president's tax plan, looks at some challenges with regard to spending, and Matt Staver from Liberty Institute looks at the temporary spending bill, and was disappointed because Planned Parenthood retains funding at least through September. And Mark Elstrand talks to Tim Muehlhoff. He's a professor out of Biola, and talks about really making sense of suffering, the problem of suffering. And they're revisiting the reissue of a volume that he did. The subject is using letting our conversation be the grounds for evangelical work. And that's what David Green from Hobby Lobby talks to Eric Metaxas about as well. His book is called Giving It All Away. But what David Green has done with his wealth through Hobby Lobby, and obviously that court case brought a lot of attention to Hobby Lobby, what David Green has been an example of is using his platform for explicit kingdom purposes, even though his platform is not it's not a pulpit. It's a business place, and it's a great challenge for all of us. And we also look at the issue of the coarsening language in American politics, and it certainly shouldn't be limited to politics, but it's been very clear in the political space. But it was clear this week earlier when the comedian Stephen Colbert was just vile in his attack on President Trump, And but Stephen Colbert is not alone. President Trump is not innocent in this capacity. But Tom Perez of the DNC has been incredibly vulgar as well in his role as he's taken up that leadership role. So it's an issue that we see across different sectors of the culture, but it certainly reveals something about us and the sort of people we are becoming.
Man, you guys got it going on. There's a lot there to choose from to pick from. Let's pick out just a couple things because I could keep you on for an hour and you and I got a lot to do. You can't do that. Here, the first and foremost thing I want to talk about is the idea that no matter what Donald Trump does or doesn't do, because I don't think he's done everything perfect. You know, I'm very happy that he's done a few things, but it doesn't matter how many jobs he will create to the opposing side. In other words, if he found the cure for cancer, it wouldn't matter because they don't like him. Isn't that the reality that politics are that far split?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's polarization unlike anything. I said that you were 2.5 years older since we started, but I'm old. I'm 2.5 years older too. But going on for throughout our adult life, we've been watching the polarization and the movement in that direction. But there's nothing like we're seeing in these days right now. There is a desire to present President Trump as though Donald Trump is not actually the president. I mean, essentially that he's just not legitimate. And there's this effort to tank everything. And you could argue that Republicans were hard on President Obama too, but I would argue that it is there is a difference in the tone of the opposition, and there's a difference in the media coverage of the whole thing that is in significant part mainstream outlets are adding to the dynamic that we're talking about, whereas under the Obama years they were not adding to it. They were making Republicans looking like they were the hardheads, but not adding to it in the way that mainstream media is today.
Yeah, and I think the problem there, I think the credibility for the press, it gets lost in 100,000 different ways, but when they were trying to blame the Republicans for a possible shutdown, and then the same thing was turning around just recently, and it was going to be the Democrats that created some type of governmental shutdown, the press still blamed the Republicans. It was like, how do you do that? You know, so you just look at it and go, no, no longer does the New York Times or any outlet like that, you know, the AP or anybody have credibility with an enormous amount of people. They are now fringing, and I think what bothers me, I'm just going to be honest, and you can kind of respond to this because it's really important to me, is that it used to say, well, it's not as bad as it was in the 1800s when, Abraham Lincoln was a president. He had to kind of pull the Union together because that broke out into a war. However, in the last 30 years, the polarization has gotten so intense that now violence is a part of it. And it is increasing, and it's not being condemned. And that is how the early parts started in the Civil War, where they had moments of violence, acts of violence, different elements isolated by different fringe groups until it moved itself fully into mainstream. How is that any different than what's going on now?
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's the best comparison to compare us to the pre-Civil War days and the Civil War and the toll that took on the nation, because literally that was tearing us apart, and the number of people who died as a result of it, I mean, it's just the most brutal period in our nation's history. And if today things are tense and things are horrible, we don't want to say they're not really that horrible because it was so bad back then. That was then, and this is now, and we ought to just have eyes wide open to say that if we do tear apart today, we are tearing apart with a whole new and enormous set of challenges on the global stage, and we're not responsible for what our predecessors – in the 1850s and the 1860s and the 1870s were responsible today before God as a people. So I don't know. I don't know if I embrace the
But are we heading that? But are we heading into a similar direction? So what I'm really looking at is their run up was not as drastic as it ended, but the finalization of what they did in the Civil War was tremendously horrible. But they had a run up to it where they were divided, people were separated, the country was polarized, yeah. And then they had moments and outbreaks of violence. See, I see that we are stepping into similar ground. I don't want to step into it. I don't. But you look at it and think families are being disowned because of political discourse. You know, there's a separation that has taken place right within the families at the core of our country. Is it not taking a similar path? And we don't want it to get there. I'm just saying, does it have similarities?
Well, there's the similarity in the sense that whole broad swaths of the American public look at entire other broad swaths of the American public and say, I want nothing to do with them. They are nothing of me. I won't talk to them. I won't employ them. And so in that sense, the division is so great that you don't know what will be the long-term fruits of it, because you see it within Congress, but you see it in the culture at large where sectors that used to be entertainment, that used to be neutral and in the middle, now is completely partisan as well. I'm referring to the late night shows and back to the Colbert reference that we also mentioned here. Is everybody's on the same page and we're going to make fun of this guy together and we're going to have a good time of it. Whereas, so there is no middle. There is no middle for entertainment. There are few moderate Democrats. There are few moderate Republicans. And so that polarization is so great. You don't know what will come of it. And it is distressing.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's sheep goat. But, you're just looking at it, but it's just the divide. There is no neutrality. That was an excellent line. It's like it seems like you're on one side or the other, and that's it.
Well, it is the case, and you'll see the studies that rate the conservativeness of the average Republican and the liberalness of the average Democrat, and there used to be a ton of overlap. You know, that is the most conservative Democrat would be to the right of many Republicans, and that's just not the case anymore today. But that what you see there in politics is only illustrative of what's happening in our lives right here in LA, in San Diego County. It's the same sort of thing played out on the local level.
Yeah, excellent point. Excellent. I love talking to you. All right, folks, that's what I made Russell stay on longer just so I can kind of hammer in that. I wanted him to talk about that because you have to be aware of what's going on. Exactly what he said, eyes wide open. That's what you need. If you want to get the insight that has a Christian perspective on life, go to ChristianOutlook.com or listen here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, sir, for taking the time. I greatly appreciate it.
It's great to be with you. God bless you. You all have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a very short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Gives me strength to
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now E-Cola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. TAP is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about TAP insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
TAP is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call E-Cola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
E-Cola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. In Luke 18, Jesus tells of two men who went to the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee, boasted to God about his self-righteous efforts. The other, a tax collector, humbly acknowledged his sin. The Pharisee didn't receive forgiveness. The tax collector did. When Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," he was referring to people like that tax collector who know they're utterly destitute of any human resources that will commend them to God. And so they rely totally on God's grace for salvation and daily living. If you want God to hear your prayers and minister to your needs, be poor in spirit. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going right to the heart of the matter, we'll do our reads in the next hour. Spiritual gospel or social gospel? Do we have a sound for that, by the way? What do we got? We don't have a sound for that? Well, then we don't have to worry about that, because in the next segment, we're going to talk about something that you've heard me talk about 3 years ago called the Media Fast Challenge. We'll do that in a little bit, but I want to talk about the spiritual gospel or the social gospel. Next week, we're going to be getting into it just a wee bit as we talk about liberation theology, which I believe personally is one of the most devastating, anti-Christ, eternal life-thwarting philosophies that exists. And I will show you why I think something as silly as that right here in John chapter 6, verses 26 through 28. It says, Jesus answered, "I assure you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Did you get that? Listen to what Jesus said. "I assure you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal of approval on him." All right, I'm going to kind of break this down. There are two elements that are fighting now in the world of humanity. There is the spiritual gospel, which sees Jesus Christ as the sacrificial lamb who died on the cross for our sins, who was buried and 3 days later rose again, is at the right hand of the Father, and is coming back soon. Then there is a social gospel which says Jesus is more of a model and more of an example than he is as a sacrifice. And in that presentation, the idea is to create an equality element, which everybody has the same everything everywhere. That's the social gospel. The mindset, by the way, is for everybody to be the same, and the gospel's advancement is a reflection of Jesus's care and love by making everybody the same, by everybody having the same and having equal possessions. So one's a social gospel and one's a spiritual gospel. let me explain something to you that you should never miss. I can feed you 9,000 years in a row. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to spend eternity with God. Now, what's more important, 90 years or 90 trillion years? So look what Jesus said. He said, I assure you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life. They weren't looking to Jesus at that time because of the miracles. They were looking to Jesus because of the food. And Jesus said, that's wrong. He goes, wrong. That's the wrong reason to follow me. Eternal life is the key. But Dave, we have to feed the poor. You do. You have to extend it. You have to do that. But you cannot do a social gospel at the expense of the spiritual gospel. And I'm just going to say it. The liberal groupings that communism and socialism are like, everybody should have the same thing, but they don't want God brought into the message. That is not even a social gospel. That's just socialism. That doesn't even, and you know what's amazing is the politicians who support this are the people that are already rich. They're not going to give up their money. They're not going to go, let's make it a level playing field. You know, you had Cher just the other day just send out a tweet. Cher, who cares about Cher? Not that many people. But she goes, oh my goodness, they've changed the healthcare law. Now I can't pay for my asthma. Well, that's funny because she's worth $300 million. And she can't pay for her asthma treatment? Why doesn't she give back $300 million and then she can complain about it? Oh, why? Because she would never give up the wealth to stand by the proclamation of the social gospel. Yet how many have given up so much for the proclamation of the spiritual gospel? Now, look, there's some people that do it well, but they're few and far between. And in this country, there's very few, and they're very far between. Eternity, not a social program, is the priority in the mind of God. And every minister that says otherwise doesn't use the Bible as their authority. And tell me all you want, but God's word prevails. The spiritual gospel has absolute priority. Would you rather starve and go to heaven or be fat and go to hell? Just answer the question, because that's the only question you got to answer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
When was the last time you declared the Apostles' Creed in your church?
This is Jim Garlow. I'm not usually inclined towards things like declaring the Apostles' Creed every Sunday, but I admit it's been good for us as a church to occasionally do so. To declare, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And the confession that follows, it's powerful. But I made it clear, we're not going to recite it, we're going to declare it. There's something powerful about vigorously declaring the Apostles' Creed. Not merely words to live by, but words to die for. I told our congregation, When you're ready to embrace what we've just said in the Apostles' Creed, then start saying it. Sing Words to Die For will raise the bar of excellence spiritually in any congregation. Get the details at jimgarlow.com and be prepared to live out your faith.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about Lindsey Graham's suggestion that a use of force is on the table with North Korea.
Well, I think most people, I mean, I don't know anybody that wants a war, especially after we've been, you know, for over a decade involved in Afghanistan and Iraq and the Middle East. But I clearly would agree with Senator Graham, it's got to be on the table. And the president has left it on the table. I give President Trump high marks for his foreign policy thus far. And given what he inherited, the mess that he inherited from the Obama administration, he's been very decisive, and I applaud that. And he has not committed troops in some of these places. He's dealt with the threats, but I think he's done so in a Reagan-esque way.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, so the first hour we had Jeff Johnson on from Focus on the Family. Then we had Russell Shubin on. Jeff Johnson was talking about Bill Nye, the I don't know why I'm a scientist guy. Then we had Russell Shubin on talking about the polarization of the country. And it's tough because you can tell, and I'm aware of this as well, that there are families that are separating based on politics, even more so than things that are taking place on faith. It's almost like it's being used as a tool to create just that much more of a separation. It's pretty interesting. And my only contention is that this country cannot continue down that divisive realm for a long period of time and ultimately not implode or have an experience like we had in the 1800s. There's going to be some point where something's going to happen, and already violence is a part of it, which is not good. And then in the very last segment, we just talked about this, and it's really important, is understanding the difference between a spiritual gospel and a social gospel. It's just a real simple question. Do you want to get things set up for eternity or now? Which one's your priority? Because I thought Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. I'm pretty sure that's in the book. And now we're going to wind it down. We got a sound for this, and this one is something we did 3 years ago. We're doing it again just to try and encourage people, although Facebook didn't let some people share it. I don't know why. It's called the Media Fast Challenge. What do we got?
Today, let us discuss a balanced diet. A good lunch includes one serving from each of the four basic food groups: pasta, cheeseburger with fries, chocolate cake, and more pasta.
That is my kind of balanced diet right there, brother. And let me give you an A-plus for that sound fine. A-plus, producer. That was excelente. Media Fast Challenge, what is that? Here's what I wrote. Take a break from any media outlet that portrays Christians with a negative spin. Take a break. Take a break from any media outlet that portrays Christians in a negative light. For those that don't know what the acronym is for media, it's Making Everyone Dumber in America. That's what it stands for. Making Everyone Dumber in America. You think that's highly rude? I know. It's great, isn't it? Here's the deal. It's a challenge. I'm challenging you to see if you have the courage. Ooh, throwing down the gauntlet. No watching anything that promotes anti-Christian attitudes or actions. You can just pick your day that you're going to do this. So they have shows on television like, I don't know, the Donut Show, where they're anti-Christian, or, you know, I could just start naming any drama, they're anti-Christian, anything that makes Christians bizarre, Ku Klux Klan-y weirdo cuckoos. It's like, come on. And most of this comes out of the far left based in Hollywood or based in New York, be it the news or be it make-believe land. And it's like, look, take a break. Christians, there's an $18 to $20 trillion a year economy. Christians are responsible for $4 to $5 trillion out of that economy. Your own capacity to make restraint can have a direct impact on society. And after all, we are stewards of that which the Lord gives us. So here's my challenge to you. Anyone or anything, now watch this, and this is why I think we got bumped. TV, radio, movies, web, internet, any capacity, magazines, apps, Facebook, or any social network, and so on, take a break if they're running an anti-Christian attitude in your direction. You know, if you follow somebody on Twitter, or if you're somebody, you're a big fan of somebody, even a sports fan, and that person has made anti-Jesus statements, anti-Christian statements, just take a break. You can use a break from anyone, any leader, any celebrity, any athlete, or any person in the public eye who makes fun or belittles Christian beliefs. You can do it. And all I'm asking you to do it for is 24 to 48 hours. That's all. Just take that short time and just say, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a media break. I love what my daughter taught me. It's not often your kids teach you, but you learn from them, but sometimes they can actually teach you. And my daughter talked to me, it was years ago, about 4 years ago, she was the first person to really, really do the unplugging. You know how everybody says, well, get unplugged? Well, they were really doing unplugging. No cell phone, no television, no radio, no internet, nothing for a week. She still counts it as one of the best weeks of her life, which is like, then do it more. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. It's not a boycott. Although I don't think that boycotts are bad the way that Republicans will say they're bad, or I don't think they're bad the way that Democrats, I don't think they're as bad as everybody says. Without the boycotts, it's true that the civil rights movement didn't have a lot of movement, but they used the bus boycotts to really help them gain. I don't got a problem with you not putting your money somewhere. You can say I'm not gonna. People that I know do not shop at Target. Until they apologize, they're not going to do it. And Target stock went down. And they lost $1 billion. So you shouldn't treat Christians that rudely then, should you? They have wallets too. So I'm just going to ask you, you know, but in this case, just do a fast. When you fast, you do without. When you fast on food, you don't eat food. When you fast on liquids, you don't eat liquids. I know people that fast coffee. I'm not drinking coffee for a week. Just going to clear it out. Okay. I'm not going to eat any kind of this for a week or this for a week. For me, it would have to be pizza, and it would have to be God telling me to do it because I have a hard time with that. But I'm trying to challenge you in the media realm. Take a break. You don't need to be connected so much so often. You know what you can do? You can hum. Still works. Amazing. It worked back in the day. It still works now. The media fast challenge, I simply say, if you're brave enough, do it unto the Lord. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise. Yes, it includes radio. The Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.